I'm a sucker for other people's pain.
I have vaginal sex with my miniature stallion. Lows.
Eat that boom boom.
And you're putting feces in your mouth.
What the fuck is that?
You need it, we got it. Flea market, Montgomery.
Shut your goddamn ass up.
We're gonna rape you. We're gonna
take
you.
Oh my god.
We're gonna rape you. Hey freaks, Tim Henson with you. This right here is Distorted View Daily. Thank you so much for joining me. I feel like shit. Tim Henson's AIDS immune system strikes again. This time it's really not my fault because everyone in my family got sick over Christmas break. My mom, and I was staying with my mom, so it was only a matter of time before I, you know, came down with the flu. But everyone got it. My nieces, my brother, brother-in-law, my sister. I was supposed to post today's show shortly after midnight for Sideshow Freaks, but I didn't get around to it because I was dry heaving. Now, though, I feel a little bit better. There is no little bubbles of, bile on the edge of my my mouth. So I thought, hey, I might as well try recording this thing. So I don't know how long it's going to be, but I do have some great audio to share and video to share with you. I am posting, I'm recording this both in audio form and video. So I'm sure, and this is just a test, I'm sure it's going to be an abortion, but you might see clips of this posted at distortedview.com or something. All right, so a couple of great clips. The first one Corey sent in. It's our first news bloopy of 2011 after Christmas. I don't know. I wanted to make it sound like it was, you know, something important. You know, this is a momentous occasion. It's the first news bloopy after Christmas of the year. Whatever. It's very short. Take a listen to this guy talking about the weather.
In Pompton Plains, where the snow has been coming down at a fairly steady clip for about an hour and a half now. I'd say there's about an inch and a half on the ground. You can see right here.
So far, so good, right?
Maybe even a little more than 2 inches. But
wait for it.
Over here on the roadway, in the last half hour or so, the flakes have begun to stick a little bit on the asphalt.
That doesn't sound pleasant, does it? You don't want snow sticking to your asshole because it's so cold, and that's a very tender area of the body. So there you go. Just a little news bloopy from Corey. Thank you very much. Hey, a bunch of you guys have been posting just really cool, fun links on distortedview.com. If you're not registered, go there right now. You can post videos, links to audio, and websites, and all that sort of good stuff. I've got some a couple tranny clips, believe it or not. The first tranny clip, just this broad man, Shim, wails on a guy. I guess he, you know, was being disparaging to her. Take a listen. Look at her. The tranny's chasing after a guy. Sometimes I feel like trannies are more women than women are. Like this tranny is beating the crap out of a guy, and she doesn't drop her purse. You know, she's using one hand. She's clutching her her Louis Vuitton in the other. Fast forward here. All right, so she's beating the crap out of him. Excuse me. You got your face busted up by a tranny. She's kicking him, punching him. He's down, man.
You're a bitch.
Why would you continue messing around with the tranny? She already kicked your ass. And then it continues. She's chasing after him again. Throwing him into the wall, basically. Round two, ding ding. Look at that. She's got him down again. Kicking him. As far as trannies go, she's pretty attractive. Yeah, you are kind of a bitch.
Oh, you got fucked up by a tranny.
Exactly. All right. All right, very good. I've got one more tranny clip to share with you. This one takes place actually on the subway train, and a little boy is starting shit with the tranny.
Oh, you did, bitch. Oh, shit right now. No,
they love to call trannies bitches.
They hate on me. All of them. Shit, because I look better than any one of you.
Well.
You ugly, and you fat, bitch.
I know, I know that, and I'm loving that.
My man love it. My man, don't complain about it. I knew that was going to happen. What's funny is, like, why do trannies throw the fat card around? Because trannies are always fat. You know what I mean? All right, let's continue on here. Yes, go ahead. God damn it. There we go. It's like a little kid. A fat little kid causing all this drama. Look, there he is. He's in the green there. And he starts coughing up a lung. Look at that. Childhood diabetes strikes again. It's like a cluster of like two fat black kids and then one skinny one. I don't know if there's anything else funny. I mean, this goes on for like 4 minutes. Let me fast forward here a bit. Here we go. This is a bunch of annoying little kids on the train. For a little more. Oh shit, what's going on? I'm pretty sure the trainee just beat the crap out of these kids. What the hell's going on? Did she pepper spray him or something? Holy mother of shit! Trannies do not play around. Don't fuck with a tranny. Just leave him alone. That's what we've learned. Wow. It's a lot of wailing. That's all you hear. Oh God! Now this next clip, this is obviously not going to be posted on the on a video cast or something, but I'll record it anyway. Who knows where this thing might show up? Again, I don't know if this is good audio, but it's interesting. It's a woman shoving an ice cream cone up her pussy. Let's take a listen. See, maybe there might be some good audio here. Oh my God! What the fuck? Those lips have been pumped. Oh, this is the least sexy pussy I've ever seen in my life. The lips are so big and fat. You know what they look like? If you were to rotate this image, it would look like the woman whose face was tore off by the monkey. You know how, like, she had, like, those huge lips, those inflamed lips? That's what this looks like to me. Yes, go on, please. And I'm sorry. You can hear like the ice cream. I'm sorry. If you can fit an ice cream in your cunt, like if it just slides right in without completely melting first, or the ice cream falling off the cone, you've got a very, very loose pussy. Does that feel good? It's so cold. It's kind of like snow on your asshole, isn't it? All right, let me fast forward a bit here. Oh, she's... We've progressed from an ice cream cone to her fist. You can hear all the juiciness. Okay. That is... It's too much. I just realized how ridiculous my job is when you can actually see what's going on, like me watching a video of a woman sticking an ice cream cone in her. Okay, all right, shut up. Good God, we get it. It's very, very hot. Finally, before we get into the news today, I've got one more clip to share with you. Here are some brothers fighting over Call of Duty. They're black.
It's my turn.
It's my turn, nigga. Watch out. I'm not playing with your ass. Watch out.
You here, know if it comes from World Star Hip Hop, there's some TNB action going on.
Nigga, watch out, right here.
Don't do shit, nigga.
No, nigga, watch out.
Shit, watch out. You're not getting shit. Move, nigga.
Come on,
fucking nerves right now.
I don't give a shit, nigga. It's my turn. Watch out. Right here. No, watch out.
Uh-oh.
Let's get a better angle. Back the fuck up. Watch out. It's my turn.
We've got a real Spielberg behind the camera. Let's get a better angle on this. So far, so good, right? Uh-oh. He's not getting out of the way.
What the fuck, man?
It's going on for 4 minutes? No, let's just fast forward.
No, watch out. Ooh. No.
Get out of my room,
no,
nigga.
No.
Get out of my room.
No, it's my turn.
Get out of my room.
I'm like running. I'm taking this shit, too.
No, you're not.
Yes, I am, nigga. Ooh.
There we go. Finally.
Rico, just don't hit him in the face. Hey, niggas, get off of me. Get off of me.
Fuck him on.
No, nigga.
This could turn very gay in a second.
Get out of my room.
Watch out. No. Get out my room.
No, nigga, it's my fucking turn to play. Watch out.
You see me right now, nigga.
Fucking
see
me right now.
Can't you?
Get out of my room.
Isn't the great thing about Call of Duty that there you can have multiple players? Like, what's the problem here? Jesus. Oh, it's getting very physical now.
Ryan.
Right, let me fast forward just a little more here.
What the fuck?
Give both of these kids guns and then we'd have a real Call of Duty situation, right? Urban warfare, Call of Duty. All right, very good. And with that, let's get into the crazy, bizarre, twisted, up, fucked up news right now. Yes, freaks, if you're not Sideshow members, sign up right now. It's only $5 a month or $50 a year. SuperFreakSideshow.com. You get full access to the entire archive of programs. Plus, every week we do extended shows, exclusive programs. As a matter of fact, yesterday, Tuesday, we did an extended show. Then I posted a video just for paying members. And tomorrow we'll be doing an exclusive program. It's a great deal for only $5 a month or $50 a year. SuperFreakSideshow.com. All right, three very quick stories, and then we'll get the hell out of here. First up, have you guys heard of the ferocious ball cutting fish?
Ball tapping, ball tapping, ball tapping, ball tapping, ball tapping, ball tapping.
Yes, the ferocious ball cutter fish, which has killed two men by biting off their testicles, has finally been captured by someone. A British angler has told how he snared a predator known to feast on the testicles of men. Okay. Jeremiah Wade, 53, spent weeks fishing in the remote Papua New Guinea after locals told him how a mysterious beast was castrating young men in the area's waters. He finally caught the perpetrator, the paku fish, known locally as the ball cutter. Or ball tapper, ball tapper, ball tapper. Jeremy wrestled the 40-pound monster onto the floor of his boat and opened its snapping jaws with his bare hands to discover a set of human-like teeth. Now, listen, I'm going to post this on today's show notes and make it the album artwork so you can check it out. He's got a lot of very sharp bottom teeth, but the top ones don't look that bad, right? Yeah, it's 40 pounds. It boasts an impressive set of gnashers, which tear off the testicles of unwitting anglers and swimmers. What makes the fish go for the testicles? Is my question. The fuck, you know, I can understand if they were low hangers, you know, the fish might be attracted to that. But a normal set of balls, there's other stuff the fish could eat. Fish is faggy, that's all. All right, yes, the ball cutter boasts an impressive set of gnashers, which tear off the testicles of unwitting anglers and swimmers, leaving them to bleed to death. Jeremiah, or Jeremy, I don't know, from Bath, Somerset, said how he reeled in the ball cutter as part of his new series of River Monsters airing on ITV next week. So this was all for a stupid TV show or something. All right, second story we have for you today. Let's get back to America here, something that's going to affect each and every one of us. This is very disturbing legislation. A proposal that would require adult film actors to use condoms has qualified for the June ballot after proponents gathered enough signatures to put the issue before Los Angeles voters. You know who I bet you took this news really hard is that dude I interviewed who tricks guys into bareback sex. And when I say trick, I mean, you know, they're at a bathhouse or at a glory hole. So, and then if the guy requests that a condom be used, the guy will actually snip up, like cut out a hole in the condom just so he can fill that that dirty little bottom's asshole with spunk or something. All right. Yes, proponents gathered more than 70,000 signatures. These 70,000 people must not enjoy porn, because I don't want to see a condom in porn. Do you? I really don't care. You know, I just want it to be real. I do hate, you know what I do hate more than anything is fakey, big budget porn. That's why I'm all about the X-Tube, because it's amateur stuff. That's what I want to see. I want to see people that look like me. I like to find the most fat, disgusting people and watch them have sex. It makes me feel better about myself. And then I feature that video on Distorted View. It's how I find all of my content. Usually, I find about 75% of my content just by jerking off. All right, yeah, proponents gathered more than 70,000 signatures, exceeding the 41,000 required to place the issue on the ballot, according to AIDS Healthcare Foundation spokesman Geed Kinslia or something. The signatures were certified last week by the L.A. city clerk. Here's what's going to happen, because the way I understand it is porn that where condoms are not used, they've been grossing more than condom porn. So what's going to happen is people are just going to move their production to the border, right? What border is California? Nevada? There, boom. Truth be told, I don't know why. Like, why is it a big deal if you see a guy wearing a condom in a film? If you're a guy watching porn, you know, you should be focused on the fucking twat. That's what. I guess maybe because, you know, you like the idea of pumping your seed, you know, deep inside a coont. All right. The Adult Film Workplace Condom Initiative would condition adult film permits on the production company's agreement to use condoms on the film set. Under the proposal, fees may be charged to provide for inspectors to ensure compliance with conditions on film permits. We have other conditions on film permits, said Michael Weinstein of the AIDS Healthcare Foundation. If you're going to blow things up, you have to have the fire department involved. What? How many pornos feature pyrotechnics? It's a big budget shit. The ballot measures... Oh, I see what they're saying. I guess he's using that as an example, or what we call a metaphor. All right. But it's just weird how he said that. We have other conditions on film permits. For instance, if you're going to blow things up, you have to have the fire department involved. The ballot measure is the subject of a legal challenge by city attorney Cameron Trutnik. His office filed a lawsuit earlier this month, citing the measure a needless and wasteful expenditure of public resources made in connection with a measure which the voters have no power to adopt. State law already mandates use of condoms when workers are exposed to blood-borne pathogens. But in a letter sent to the L.A. City Council, Trichinik issued his opinion on the matter earlier this year. OSHA officials said local authorities can require condom use on adult film sets. State law does not preempt such action by the city because the city does not seek to enact an occupation. Look, just call me when the vote takes place. I need to know if I'll be having to search out alternatives to California-grown porn. All right, final story we have for you today. A woman was jailed after calling police to tell them that she ate too much. Yeah, she called 911 because she was full. Full. Cops didn't really care for that so much, so they decided to pay her a visit. Officers sent to the Travelers Inn Motel in Fort Pierce, Florida. Florida!
Shout out to Timmy Booth of DistortedView.com from Florida, our most fucked up state.
Yes. All right. Yes. The Travelers Inn Motel in Fort Pierce, Florida, found the 45-year-old woman in one of the rooms. She told officers she dialed 911 because she simply ate too much food. Then the police should say, well, what could we have possibly done? The woman's boyfriend told police he was leaving to get some peace and quiet because she was talking too much. Like a woman. Officers said they smelled alcohol on her breath and wrote in her, in the arrest report that she appeared to be drunk. They said when she left the hotel room, she was yelling, "Are you surprised? Are you surprised?" What does that mean? You're asking questions to, or you're answering questions to stuff no one's asking you. When officers asked her to write a statement, she wrote, "My name is Mary Ellen Licey. I have beaten. I believe in God, and he forgives me. I may joke, but I do not do crack. I will not for as long as I live." Officers asked Licey to swear to the statement, and when she refused, arrested her on charges of misuse of 911 and disorderly conduct. So there you go. That, my friend, what a weird, what? I want to reread that last statement. I'm still baffled. When officers asked her to write a statement, she wrote, "My name is Mary Ellen Licey. I have beaten. I believe in God, and he forgives me. I may joke, but I do not do crack. I will not for as long as I live." Officers asked Licey to swear to the statement, "Swear you will never do crack and that you believe in God." And then she apparently refused, and they arrested her on charges of misuse of 911. So there you go. That, my friends, is your distorted news for Wednesday. Let's do a couple voicemails and get the hell out of here. All right, freaks, this is your time to shine. I want you to speak to me loud and clear. Loud and clear. Can you understand these concepts?
Hey, Tim, it's me, Alex. I'm listening to your Thursday Sideshow exclusive show. Hey, freaks. Sign up to the fucking show. It's amazing. Oh, my God, Tim. These past couple times you've been playing audio, you've been saying things, like, on just everything. I'm very happy.
Yeah, well, you know.
I am very, very happy.
You're surprised that I talk during my show? I just don't play clips.
I remember.
I just sit here spinning some records. Here's B-52s.
Free Freaks. Fucking sign up.
Yeah. Oh.
Holy crap.
Ah.
Pay this guy more money. He's doing an amazing
This is probably my favorite listener ever.
Yeah, but he does. He's making a living out of it.
Trying to.
That.
I know. You're getting me so excited. Your energy is contagious.
I've been a dishwasher for like 10 years. Like a dumbass. All right.
Well, thank you. Listen. Thank you. I appreciate all of the kind words. I love doing as much as I can for Sideshow Freaks. And now that I'll be doing videos, even more exclusive content is going to be posted for my Sideshow Freaky Deekies. Next up, caller.
Hey, Tim, I got some ideas for making money.
Oh!
I'm complaining. How about you sell your body again? Remember when you did that a couple years ago?
I did, yes. Many years ago when I first started the podcast, I had the brilliant idea that I would sell off my body part, the rights, the naming rights to my body parts. And people bought my penis and my balls and my, you know, arms and legs and stuff.
I'd like to buy your taint. I missed out on that opportunity back then. I have a recording I need to send you of a guy trying to get a job at my store. I work at a porn store. His basic qualification was that he would lick the store till it was super clean.
Wait a second. First of all, I love that there is an extensive interview process for working at a porn store. Second of all, you know, no matter what you're getting a job for, no matter what job you're up for, you should really refrain from talking about how you'll literally lick the floors.
I need to edit out some coworker stuff. But
yeah.
Other than that, I just need to send it off to you.
Yeah, send it to show at distortedview.com, and that would be great. I would love to play that.
And
I'm always very, very careful not to play any personal information unless I get the okay from people.
True, and nobody likes onions. Nobody gives a fuck about those losers.
Who?
You act like... Oh. You brought them up. It's like this was back in 2000 when those guys were popular. They're
2000.
Gone. Who cares about
them? Patrick is
Who's
still doing his show.
Now? You, Keith and a Girl, all the great podcasts that are still around.
There are a lot of great podcasts out there. There really are. And, I'm happy you think I'm one of them.
Happy Merry Christmas.
I mean, and honestly, there are a lot of shitty podcasts, but the one that I was referencing are good ones.
Timmy Boo. Happy Saturnalia, happy Festivus, happy Hanukkah, happy Kwanzaa. Just happy, happy.
Happy, happy, joy, joy, happy. You know, a lot of people don't know. I was singing from Ren and Stimpy. What song? A lot of people know the log song, right? But some people don't know the game Don't Whiz on the Electric Fence. I was singing that, and the person I was hanging out with was like, what the fuck are you talking about whizzing on an electric fence? This is Ren and Stimpy.
Hey, white man, Timmy Blanson.
White man.
New sideshow member, Brown Man.
Whoa! Speaking. I'm holding onto my desk here.
I'm not sure if you can hear that buzzing in the background or whatever.
I'm queasy.
I'm at a water park right now, like an indoor one. I'm actually, I'm in Erie, Pennsylvania. Oh. We drove down this way a couple hours.
We could have totally hung out because Ashtabula is very close to Erie. It's about a half hour or something. And I went up to Erie with some of my friends one night because there's nothing to do in Ashtabula.
I think we're not that far from where you live.
Yeah.
Over in Ohio or wherever.
Right. Yes.
And anyway, I'm just, sitting in one of those lounging chairs, dozing off, relaxing. And there's just this group of, 8 or 9, 10 or 11-year-olds. And these just children are just terrible in general. But,
I agree.
But,
is that all you got?
Kids are just so...
Yeah, I know. They're annoying. Kids are annoying, yes.
Ooh.
Oh, boy. I can't get through one voicemail segment without one of these fucking things. People just not making any sounds, making noises, singing gibberish. All right. And finally today.
Timmy Boo, the Puerto Rico football speaking. I'm calling
to say I love you.
And to share my experience with Russian hacking. My forum got hacked as well. And still 3 months after I took the forum down, I still got a lot of residual hits from Russian Republic, Germany.
I got to be honest with you. I don't know what he's talking about.
3 or 4 weeks more.
Okay. Thank you. Okay. That all sounds great. Someone decipher that for me. Thank you. That's all the time we have on this edition of the show. I want you guys to email me, show@distortedview.com. Distortedview.com is our official website. Voicemail line for you, 206-666-4463. That's 206-66-OH-GOD. Is it OH-GOD?
Stick a little bit on the asshole.
Spread the distortion. Tell all your friends about the podcast. Don't forget to sign up at distortedview.com. Your Sideshow Freaks, I'll see you back on Thursday for an extended one. Oh, and don't forget to sign up on Facebook and Twitter and all those fucking things. Ah! There's so much to talk about. All right, we'll see you back tomorrow for the Thursday show. Otherwise, we'll see you back on Friday. Until then, bye, everybody.
This bitch is naked.